Drain the Swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress. Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eat-a at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. Hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eat-a at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Happy President's Day.
President's Day.
Who doesn't like a three-day weekend?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The campaign of Mike Bloomberg confirms to Fox News he will be on the debate stage Wednesday night in Las Vegas if he qualifies. He's one poll shy of making the cut. He's at 10% or higher in three DNC-approved national polls. Needs one more to make at the deadline, 11:59 Eastern tomorrow night. Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden on the stage, Tom Steyer, Tulsi Gabbard or not. As for Steyer, his event today in South Carolina.
If I can't show that people here care about me and that what I'm saying resonates, then I think that will be, you know, then how am I going to convince people around the country that, in fact, it works?
Apple warning investors the coronavirus will cut iPhone production and sales. Apple's second quarter ends March 30th. They will provide more information on its next earnings call in April. And the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, pledges $10 billion to fight climate change, calling it the biggest threat to our planet. America's listening to Fox News.
It's our holiday in February, and not just for the sales. The presidents affect me every day. Listen to my tale. Washing tons of clothes, water's leaking on the floor. Jefferson is home too late, he's out with the girl next door. Ike Carter sneaking in the back, past the bushes in the haze. I'd feel more better if I'd tailor, she had to go away. It's a Harding being tough. It will pierce my heart to say Hoover makes me mad. Wilson's half the Bracken leg. Eyes an hour before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late. He said my Tyler had a flat, a nail poked it inside. You think you can't get home, but you can, and I'll tell you why. I know the jack's in the trunk, right behind the spare. Garfield around there in the dark, I'm sure you'll find it there. Harrison, you're late again, don't make your mama cry. Arthur thinks that you're not telling us. Give it the Coolidge try. Eyes an hour before bedtime, and I grant you this today. LB jumping in my Ford if Jefferson is late.
That song we play one day a year, and because we never have President's Day off. Although next year I'm not coming in. That I can tell you right now, I will not be here on President's Day 2021. Well, I could be dead, but even
you
if I'm not,
be.
You'll be fine.
Even if I'm not, I'm not coming in because this has been like supervising a viewing or something today. It's just that you can hear the crickets chirping. I don't know. Maybe it's the way the day looks. It's an ugly day. It's just that we haven't had much in the way of rain or anything. It's just a dreary freaking day. Then I come in here and I start looking at news and I start to go crazy.
Let's talk about something positive, man.
Yeah.
Can we hear the happy song?
You know what? Let's talk about how much I hate the Houston Astros.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, they're some cheaters.
Yeah, and it really gets me that, yeah, they're like some of the other players, I've really never seen this. Baseball players are like cops or other groups where they kind of protect each other. Yeah. If they've got something bad to say, they don't. Very rarely do you see one speak out from the group, even when it's merited. But the Astros cheating thing is other baseball players, including Mike Trout, who never says nothing about anything, said, I've lost all my respect for those guys. They thought they could say, you know, walk out on first day of spring training and go,
sorry.
Yeah. Can we move on with it? No, it's not working out like that at all.
Because they're supposed to be a team. They're supposed to be one unified group of people.
But, again, the Astros, who, you know, got caught cheating, and some of the guys who participated. So I'll give you a quick example. This year's most valuable player, Cody Bellinger from the Dodgers, said Jose Altuve stole a, in 2017 when they were first cheating, stole a most valuable player from Aaron Judge. And I happen to agree with that. It was a close call, but Altuve won it. And in my opinion, he did steal it. Because even though Altuve is saying, well, I didn't listen to the trash can banging. That was the signal they used to tell. Now, in baseball, it makes a huge difference if you know what kind of pitch is coming.
Yeah.
You've got less than a second to react to any kind of pitch. So knowing it's going to come in flat and fast or on a break makes a big difference on how they set up. And even if Altuve didn't cheat, the way baseball works, the guys in front of him were. So if they were getting on base, that changes how a pitcher is going to pitch to Altuve. They can't challenge him. They have to be careful. So even if Altuve didn't cheat, the other cheating players still impacted the kind of pitches that were thrown to him.
Were they able to figure out when this began?
Yeah, 2017.
How did they know when it started? Did somebody tell them?
Here's the other part of it that's interesting. They gave the players immunity because the only thing stronger than the mafia, Code of Omerta, is the Major League Baseball Players Union. But this is the first time there's been a fracture in their unity because other guys and other teams are saying, this is bad. And this goes all the way to last year, and I'm a Yankee fan. And last year, little Altuve hit a 3-run home run off the best relief pitcher in baseball to win the game, and it sure looked like he knew what was coming. And when he crossed home plate, he was clutching at the top of his jersey. Don't tear it off. Now, the story is that he had a bad tattoo on his shoulder. Bad tattoo on his shoulder, and his wife had said to another wife, why do they do that? I don't like that when they tear off the guy's shirt. So Altuve, now at this point, the rumor was that he had had a wire, and they would get a buzz. It was attached with a Band-Aid, and they would get a buzz that would tell them what pitch. You know, one buzz for fastball, two for whatever. They had decoded, because they were stealing the signs through a center field camera. So he's denying, no, there was never a buzzer. That's just, a Twitter rumor. I don't believe him. Why should I believe anything he says? Why should I believe anything any of them say? At first, I wasn't too sure, but now I'm convinced that the commissioner of baseball needs to take away their 2017 World Series title and vacate it, You can't put another team in there, but they don't deserve. They did not earn that. They cheated. And why should we believe they didn't cheat in 2018 and 19?
Exactly.
We're supposed to take your word for it?
Baseball's turned into Ocean of 11.
Well, look, there's always been chicanery. Oh, there's little mini Mike on TV. He's about half as tall as Elizabeth Warren. Who, by the way, will be dropping out of the race very soon.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm sick of that cardigan.
That voice. I don't know how anybody could listen. All of these people, they make me nuts. And Bernie, this old fart, he's the one that's electrifying 11,000 people in Denver?
Literally.
That really frightens me that many. Of course, they're all doped up in Colorado. Who knows? Rocky Mountain High. All these old white guys who have been in Congress forever, in the Senate forever, who have done nothing forever, now all of a sudden they're going to solve all the problems. What problem? What problem needs solving?
And how are you going to do it?
They're going to tax your ass off. At least Bernie, I'll give them credit for one thing. We're going to raise taxes. Yeah.
That's great.
That's, well, there's people, you know, here's the mindset. I heard it in a phone call last week. Somebody was all bent out of shape because somebody paid $1 million for a watch. What's wrong with that? Or $10 million for a boat. Any of those things. There are people that need to build those items. There are people that need to maintain and service those things. There are salesmen that need to sell them so they can make a commission and a living. But the Bernie bros, they see, all they see is the money, and they know better how to spend it. We could put it in the schools. Yeah, we're spending 10 times as much per student today as we did in 1960. How's that working out? We're graduating brainwashed dummies through our public school system who have no concept of American history or anything other than what we have allowed them to indoctrinate kids with. And when are we going to do something about that? It's really sad.
Bernie makes me think of the story that Reagan says on the beginning of Dan's show sometimes about the little chicken that finds the wheat and makes the bread all by herself. And everybody's like, hey, you know, I'm too busy to help you. And yeah. Then she makes the bread and everybody's like, hey, give me some bread. And she's like, no.
That parable is the story of socialism and why it doesn't work. Because not everybody is the same. You can't. And people have no idea what they're asking for. It's in the history books. You could look at Nazi Germany. You could look at the Soviet Union and a lot of other societies, countries in Europe that are falling apart because of their open borders and their socialist programs that they can't pay for. There's examples of Venezuela where they nationalized everything and nobody has anything except for the 1 or 2%. And the media is working hand in glove with them. It's just so sad. Georgia Floors Direct has a President's Day sale going on through the end of the month. And boy, do they have the inventory. Jonathan, that nice young man that stopped by last week, came by the house today to measure. We got a couple of rooms that need to be redone. And my understanding is they have like 700 remnants to pick from. They did acquire the leftover inventory from a place that went out of business, so they've got some below wholesale prices going on right now. But at Georgia Floors Direct, it's always a wholesale price. This is just a special time to do it. They've got their own team of installers, and whatever it is you're interested in, where you want to do tile, laminate, hardwood, but they got some, probably a selection that when you first see it will overwhelm you. But if you know specifically what you're interested in and what your approximate budget is, they can give you a very focused visit. And then their people do the installation, and they're not done until you're 100% satisfied. It's a formula that's worked for over 50 years now. Georgia Floors Direct. See Jeff Balanson and his Mary Band of Floriers on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at Alabama.com. AutoSaveDumpster.com.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 28th, 29th, and March 2nd. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The coronavirus is affecting Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama. Alabama News Network has confirmed that due to downtime in Korea from the coronavirus, local Hyundai workers will be working on Santa Fe this Saturday to supplement dealer inventory. They usually work Monday through Friday. And Governor Kay Ivey has proclaimed this week as Alabama Severe Weather Awareness Week. This leads up to the state sales tax holiday weekend on severe weather preparedness items happening this weekend, February 21st through the 23rd. This Wednesday, you're encouraged to conduct a personal tornado safety drill. An actionable tornado warning will not sound, but schools, civic organizations, and businesses should still practice what they would do in the event of a tornado warning. And finally, today marks the 12-year anniversary of an EF3 tornado hitting Prattville. According to the National Weather Service, 50 people were injured and an estimated 200 homes and 40 businesses damaged or destroyed during that storm. Winds were estimated to have been around 155 miles per hour. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty active weather week ahead. In fact, showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and continue tomorrow and tomorrow night as a front approaches the area. The overnight low temperature tonight, 59. Tomorrow's high up to about 73. Then Wednesday will be a cooler day with the risk of some leftover showers. And then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. And boy, that'll be a cold rain, I think. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
At 519 on this President's Day, this is a presidential story that needs to be told and heard.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a good bit of congestion on Taylor Road from Atlanta Highway to East Chase. Atlanta Highway, a little congestion outbound, as well as East South Boulevard from Troy Highway back to Baptist. Some congestion from Norman Ridge over to 331 outbound. 231 to Wetumpka. We're seeing some backup at the lights at Rifle Range and Jasmine Hill. Also 31 to Prattville, a little congested in places. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everybody moving along at the speed limit. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny little check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do I or don't I?
Do it.
Nah.
Rosie?
Nah, then I'm just buying into the BS.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Do that.
keep flipping through the pages of that National Enquirer.
Well, did you know, considering how much skin they were showing, Sharika and Jennifer Lopez were paid a local union wage for the Super Bowl halftime show. That's less than $200 each, or $50 per cheek, depending on how you count it.
It's worth it.
The value to whoever is chosen to do that is in record sales and exposure and all the rest.
Literally.
The NFL foots the bill for around $10 million in production costs for the Super Bowl halftime show. I could care less. I've never really wanted to. The closest I've come is I sent my daughter's mom to the Super Bowl when I was in Colorado, when it was in Miami in 1989, I think, or 1990. And it was one of the better games. It was the one where the 49ers came back and beat the Bengals. But I would love to see, just having some experience in stage production, how quickly they can take a football field and turn it into this concert venue with all those people. I would love to know how they do that. And how the stages are set, how they move them out into position and everything else. That's got to be pretty amazing to see.
Yeah, that's got to be awesome.
I'm sure.
Because, I mean, you got all them folks out there, and you know they got trash, and there's probably a lot to it.
Anyway, I'm sure that they've more than made their money back. All Super Bowl performers from last year's Maroon 5 to even be once essentially work for peanuts. Let's
the baby peanuts or the one that died?
The planter peanut?
Yeah.
Is he really dead? Or
no, he came back as a little one.
A little peanut.
Mm-hmm.
Baby peanut. Isn't that nice?
Aww.
That's the circle of life.
Yeah.
Even in peanuts. Larry King, why I dumped my wife. Talk show titan. Oh, to wish I could be Larry King. Me, Greg Budell, I wish I could be Larry King.
That was funny.
You are better.
King, 86, who suffered a near-fatal stroke in March 2019, pulled the plug on his 22-year marriage to Sean. She's 60, he's 86. That's a bit of a leap there. The age difference eventually takes its toll. Also, my wife is a very religious Mormon, and I'm an agnostic atheist, so that causes little problems. As the National Enquirer reported, the couple nearly hit the skids in 2010 after Sean had an affair with their son's baseball.
I'm taking the boy to ball practice.
I mean, Larry's had like 8 wives. I did not know that he had... Well, maybe it's not his kid. It's her kid that she came into the marriage with. I don't know, but that's got to be tough when you're married to somebody and the baseball coach is having an affair with your...
Yeah.
You really like those games, don't you?
Just at a point where we didn't get along, I thought about what I wanted the rest of my life to be. When you're 40 and there are moments of unhappiness in a marriage, you can overcome that, but it's hard at my age. There is nothing worse than arguing, and I wanted to be happy. So now you know the rest of the story, why Larry King said,
"That's it, I'm out of here."
Can you blame him if you're not happy here?
No. Also, in the Enquirer, this is much more interesting to me than the rest of the crap going on. I don't want to look at Fox. Why have I got Fox out in here?
Oh.
Coronavirus. Now they're saying efforts to combat spread are working.
Speaking of that, some breaking news. The nurse from MASH.
Loretta Swit?
The
blonde?
Hot lips?
No, the nurse from MASH here. I'll look it up again. A little Asian lady. Asian-looking lady. She passed away earlier today.
Oh, well, I don't know who that is. She was not one of the stars. Loretta Swit was the star nurse.
Let's see. I'll find her.
That said, our condolences. But, you know, everybody in that cast, quite a few of them have died, actually. The guy that played Frank, the weasel, he's gone. Charles Winchester is dead. A bunch of them are. And Loretta Swit, I think, is in her 80s. And Alan Alda is still around, too, in his 80s.
Kelly Nakahara dies. MASH star was 72.
Where, you have a service that gives you those? I used to have a thing called Celebrity Death Beeper that would send you notes on...
It's just Facebook.
No.
Man. I try not to believe all of it, but some of it. I mean,
honestly,
if it comes to,
you know what? I never was a big MASH fan because it's another preachy show. I understand war sucks, and it had some great and clever moments.
A listener called in and said it was Nurse Kelly.
Nurse Kelly?
Yeah.
Okay, but she was not a star of the show. She was a... That's why when you said the nurse on MASH, the first thought anybody's going to have is
Loretta Swit.
Ah, so there's more than one nurse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever watched the show?
I grew up with it, but I was like 5.
No, there you go. That was an uplifting thought.
Yeah, you should be, at 5 years old, you should be watching this guy in reruns on YouTube and not Alan Alda and MASH. But Seth, you're not your ordinary kind of guy.
You got that right.
No markets today. Brett McDonald will join us tomorrow at 5:10 to analyze everything that happens that affects your money. And we hope that with the year still in its infancy, and that brings to mind, do infants enjoy infancy as much as adults enjoy adultery? That's the question that demands to be asked. If you, yes. With the year in its infancy, still got time to put a plan together that can make a big difference between now and December 31st. Call 387-0094 sometime tomorrow. Make an appointment to sit down and talk to Brant and meet all the incredible people that work with him at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Get a plan going and start building that nest egg, that retirement fund, whatever it is you choose to do. You'd be amazed how you can do it and how quickly it can grow in their capable hands. That's McDonald and Hagen, 387-0094.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A hug, a kiss, and a card were nice, but I'm headed to Marguerite's to get my own hoops for just $99. Gold hoops are my number one jewelry go-to, and right now, hoops in 14-karat white, yellow, or rose gold are only $99 at my favorite jewelry store, Marguerite's. Offer good while supplies last. Stop by today. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is conveniently located in the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road, and they're open 7 days a week.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have a little bit of congestion this afternoon on Taylor Road, especially from the Atlanta Highway all the way past East Chase. We're seeing a few cars on 231 to Wetumpka. Some congestion at the Rifle Range Road intersection at Jasmine Hill. On the Northern Boulevard, a little bit of congestion. Jackson Ferry Road, we're seeing moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85. East South Boulevard, busy from Baptist Hospital all the way down to the Troy Highway. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time, so keep it here and we will keep you updated. Keep your pets safe and at home with Invisible Fence. They've got both indoor and outdoor systems. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Cydex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Cydex nasal spray starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Cydex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. Over 95% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Today marks the 12-year anniversary of an EF3 tornado hitting Prattville. According to the National Weather Service, 50 people were injured and an estimated 200 homes and 40 businesses damaged or destroyed during that storm. Winds were estimated to have been around 155 miles per hour. Plus, the coronavirus is affecting Hyundai Motor Manufacturing Alabama. Alabama News Network has confirmed due to downtime in Korea from the coronavirus, local Hyundai workers will be working on Santa Fe this Saturday to supplement dealer inventory. They usually work Monday through Friday. And Governor Kay Ivey has proclaimed this week as Alabama Severe Weather Awareness Week. This leads up to the state sales tax holiday weekend on severe weather preparedness items happening this weekend, February 21st through the 23rd. This Wednesday, you're encouraged to conduct a personal tornado safety drill. An actual tornado warning will not sound, but schools, civic organizations, and businesses should still practice what they would do in the event of a tornado warning. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a pretty active weather week ahead. In fact, showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight and continue tomorrow and tomorrow night as a front approaches the area. The overnight low temperature tonight, 59. Tomorrow's high up to about 73. Then Wednesday will be a cooler day with the risk of some leftover showers. And then another surge of rain comes in Wednesday night into Thursday. And boy, that'll be a cold rain, I think. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Well, I just came across a little something here. I got a link from our buddy William B., who we saw at the parade in Millbrook.
Yeah, man. Thank you for the drinks.
And it's a link to, now, last week, we mentioned this in passing, because it's insane. Birmingham State Representative Rolanda Hollis introducing a piece of legislation that got national attention, and probably it should, because it's that crazy. She wants to, she's put forth a bill that requires men to get a vasectomy by the time they're 50 or after fathering three children. That was the bill that she put up. What date do we have on this? Yeah. So basically, this is the woman who's leading the charge to...
Let's get nuts!
And start with yours. All right? But the link I just got goes back to September of last year. State Representative Rolanda Hollis of Birmingham was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of domestic battery in Destin, Florida.
Ooh.
An arrest report from the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says Hollis pushed her husband, Aaron Jefferson. The report says a witness saw the incident, alleged to have happened about 11 p.m. at the inn on Destin Harbor. In an email to AL.com, Hollis said she has done nothing wrong. The arrest was a huge misunderstanding. Just like that bill to chop off your nuts before you're 50.
Uh-huh. She got hammered at the beach and tried to beat up her old man.
Yeah, that sounds what it was like to me. So, isn't it interesting? Because I saw the mugshot. Now, that's an old story. That happened just the day before my birthday. Maybe she's down there celebrating early. But this bill is more recent. Now, what I would like to know is, A, what was the adjudication of that arrest? Apparently, any Democrat can do pretty much anything and stay in office. And then propose a bill mandating vasectomy. It's just... This is what we have leading the state. Unreal.
That's just ridiculous. I feel like we're getting tricked.
Tricked?
Yeah. That's a nice way of putting it.
Just on it, sir. But here's now, they're not tricking us here. The Montgomery County Board of Education held a special meeting last Tuesday to repeal the resolution that passed last week. then passed a new resolution seeking higher property tax increase. The new resolution, backed by 6 of 7 board members, would bring an additional $33 million to the district annually.
I want to know how many million they got from old Bloomberg coming down there.
Who knows?
They probably got
He's buying influence. Man. You know, basically, when you give people enough money, they'll...
Why should we give more money to a failed...
Because that's how liberals solve all problems. They just say we don't have enough. We need more. When government fails, just like it did with Obamacare, well, we just didn't make it enough. And they never give up on that idea. So, folks, we have to stay vigilant because there are always going to be crackpots telling us their way is the best way. Their number one attribute above and beyond anything else is arrogance. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Let's take a look and see what they got in the category of vehicles under 10. A beautiful 2016 Hyundai Elantra SE under 10, low miles, and... What is that color? Is that blue?
It's blue. It looks...
Almost looks indigo. It's a beautiful car. Wow.
That is a sharp ride.
It is. I love this category because there's nothing in here. If you're shopping for a new driver, man, do you really want to buy a car in a online classified ad or that's sitting by the road with a for sale sign on it?
You're asking for a lemon.
Yeah. You're asking for trouble. Why not shop with people that go to extraordinary lengths to make sure you're not getting a lemon or buying somebody else's troubles? That's the deal. That's the commitment from Jack Ingram.
Hey, they sold that Touring, the 2013 Touring.
I'm not surprised. That they have selections. Now, you want something fun? If you always wanted to drive a Lexus, I drove the IS300. The more recent edition is the IS250, and there's a 2008. Now, that's an 11-year-old car. It's only got 98,000 miles on it. And let me tell you something. Luxury is luxury. It's timeless. So if you've always wanted to own a Lexus, this is how you do it. Oh, by the way, for new drivers, there's a 2004 Volvo V70 that's in excellent condition. It's white, and it's only $4,800. These cars have all been selected. They have to earn their way out into that lot. They don't want to put the name on the back end of a car that's not going to deliver reliable driving miles. They're not interested in selling somebody else's trouble. So shop with confidence. Tip Thames and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Or browse online by price, category, type of vehicle at jackingram.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Are you ready to invest in your future and work with a Southern brand you know and trust? Jenny King, the King of Clean, is in very high demand right now in this area. So we're looking for motivated, customer-oriented people who want to pursue the dream of working for themselves but not by themselves. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and see how our proven track record can help you become financially independent with a company that has been cleaning for over 30 years. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Jenny King, the King of Clean.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It is 5:51. Trump just keeps winning, and he keeps driving them crazy. The most recent being, you know, hit the Daytona, putting the beast on the track to do a lap, and then a flyby at 800 feet with Air Force One.
That's awesome.
But the New York Times says, using the official apparatus of government for what appears to be a political event, because nobody has ever done that before.
Ever.
Oh, man. You know, he just... They just don't get it. Let's see. Do we have the... how many times did Obama... Like the Major League Baseball All-Star Game? He got booed at that. That was the first time he did something public, and he never threw a first pitch again in St. Louis. And, boy, they really loved him there years later after Ferguson. There's a different... You know, everybody gets to $1 billion, I suppose, through different means. But... Trump's a salesman. Look at all the negotiation he's accomplished successfully. Trade deals. Bringing, at least getting China for the first time to some type of a trade agreement. Phase one, which is better than phase none, which was all the predecessors did, was bend over for China. He keeps putting this country first. Bloomberg, Trump wants you to enjoy your life. That's kind of, you know, make more money, have a good time. You only go around once, so live it up. Bloomberg wants to take the big soda out of your hands. He did that in New York. He passed that ridiculous soda tax. He required restaurants to take salt off the dinner table.
What? Really?
Yes. That's why he's called Nanny Bloomberg. And he just wants to run every aspect of your life. That's what the Democrats want to do, ultimately, so that we'll all know that they are our betters and they can make better decisions for us than we can for ourselves. That's really what this election is going to be about.
And that's taking away what people are here for. You're here to make your own choices.
He has spent $400 million on ads to get to about 10%. And when you understand that, yeah, he's paying for influence. So far, I have not received my check. But if you hear me tomorrow talking about what a great guy Bloomberg is and why we should all dump Trump to vote for him, you'll know that somebody greased my... Of course, I would never do that.
Yeah, he's trying to buy the election.
Paying Twitter influencers $150 a pop.
Why, you know, I guess everybody has their price, but man, how do you live with yourself? I love what this president's doing, and I could not live with myself. Even if he solved all of my financial problems with one check, I could not live with that.
Nope. Couldn't do it. I like to sleep at night. I sleep good.
I'll tell you what, it would be nice to have an offer to turn down, though.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. Mm-hmm. Give me that $1 million check. I'd be like, here you go, you can take that back.
Well, I want to thank you guys and little Izzy for getting us to the end here. Because today sucked. I'm not making any excuses. Today was awful.
But you look good doing it.
Well, part of it, and this is not to make excuses. And by the way, you know, we just started our Paw It Forward campaign today, and we dedicated it to our beloved Bailey, who was a rescue and delivered 7 of the best years that Rich Thomas ever lived with her. And this morning, you know, Bailey was put to sleep on Friday. And none of us, we had all weekend to think about it. We're particularly looking forward to coming into the studio this morning and not having her here. That was, I mean, Friday when I walked in and her bowl was here. I was like, yeah, you know, or getting ready to leave this morning, and the little freezer bag I used to put her chicken in. I did that every Sunday since Rich came to work. I would rather forget my ass at home, then forget Bailey's Chicken. That's, when I make up my mind, I am very disciplined and I can get things done. And, you miss all of that. Anyway, if you can help us with Paw It Forward in the days ahead, we'll give you new locations to visit tomorrow. And our thanks to Lewis Lawn for helping us out today. But they will be a collection point in the days ahead. And by the way, thank you for the prayers for Jenny Lewis. We hope she's continuing to do better.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have moderate to light traffic all around the boulevard. A few congested spots like Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Vaughn Road at East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard at Ware's Ferry, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota, and the selection is fantastic. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today is the day to celebrate these great warriors. Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place. Thank you, Bradley.
That's President Trump recognizing Bradley Byrne's work to fight against the impeachment sham. When President Trump needed a fighter to take on Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff, Bradley Byrne stood up. And President Trump took notice.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump knows that Bradley Byrne is a fighter. Byrne has a 97% pro-Trump voting record. He's pro-wall, pro-life, and pro-gun. Bradley Byrne puts Alabama and America first. Bradley Byrne puts us first.
Bradley Byrne, Alabama. What a great place.
President Trump is making America great. Send President Trump the fighter he needs to keep it that way. Bradley Byrne for Senate.
Bradley Byrne.
For Alabama.
Bradley Byrne.
For U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
Hi, it's me, your nose. I'm so congested. Use the Vicks Sidex nasal spray, would you? Mouth breather. Yeah, the Vicks Sidex nasal spray. Starts working in seconds and lasts for up to 12 hours.
I can breathe again. Vicks Sidex nasal spray is incredible. I feel like a whole new nose. Oh, let's buy a new car so we can smell it. Oh, we're really breathing now.
For nasal congestion relief, get Vicks Sinex and breathe freely fast. Use as directed.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact,